WZO in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts on Echolink, talking via the local repeater here. I only caught Kilo Delta something or other. I couldn't quite catch the rest of your call sign. You are completely buried in the noise floor to the point of obliteration. Try and see if you can hit it better, because right now you are completely inaudible to me. AC1FZO, Kilo Charlie 1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar.
All right, good evening. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on September 20th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mar and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, I think we picked up, I think that was KC2NBU. If that's you, Ray, come on back in. Okay, I know we heard a station out there. I'm not too sure. It sounded like it was Ray, KC2NBU. This is KD2FBM. Are you out there?
This is KC2WI. It might have been KC2QXG, but to me it didn't sound like that. It sounded like H something.
Okay, KC2WI, thank you for that. Not sure. They're barely making it in there. Give one more shot just to see who it is. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Still looking for portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations. Come now. Okay, station, my apologies, you are not making the repeater, and it's barely holding the repeater at all, so my apologies. If you can, hang in there. If you can get to a better location, I will throw another call out to you, or increase your power if that's possible. Just give me a couple minutes. I'll move through here, and I'll come back and see if you're still there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for Echolink stations that wish to check in. I will now pause for 15 seconds for Echolink stations. Come now, please.
KC1FZO, Sean in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts, talking through the Barnstable Whiskey 1 Sierra Gulf Lima repeater, W1STL. Just figured I'd check in and say hi. Audible. I seem to be having more weird 2-meter band things going on tonight, as the repeater is going crashy-crash on me. So, yeah, I might pop in on EchoLink directly just to make sure you can actually understand me. AC1FZO, back to net control.
Okay, net recognizes KC1FZO, that is, KD2FPM here. Yeah, Sean, you were coming in really nice there through that repeater that you got there, the W1SGL. Very, very nice. If you got more to add, jump right back in here. The floor is yours.
With my two radios set on local repeater frequency, because I'm using one to give audio to a friend of mine on Skype who is kind of interested in ham radio. I wanted to show her what a net sounded like so she could hear it. I'm trying to find repeaters that are up in her part of Alaska, and I've only found one link so far that said it's from her area of Alaska, which is rather interesting. Although sometimes I can't tell with EchoLink the way that the software does things. If it, like, you know, if you have a link to a repeater, you know, if it's the same connection or what have you. But I guess some people can do things a little bit weird. Anyway, KC1FZO, back to net control.
Okay, Sean, yeah, and we'll tip our hat to your friend on Skype, and KL1KE in Kodiak, Alaska, tends to be a pretty decent one. A friend of mine I made out there, Goody Zagata, I can't remember his last name. It begins with a Z. Real nice guy out there, and he's been very helpful in the past. In fact, I think I told you at one point he linked me into the Philippines on Christmas Eve. I think it was, like, I'm going to say almost 2 years ago now. So, but he's a really cool guy. I always appreciate when I can chat with him. All right, I tell you what, we'll move down the list, and I still, in a minute here, I'll give another call out to that other station, but hang tight there. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening, a very good evening to Kevin James and all.
Sis. KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI. WATU.
Okay, we picked up four more there. We have WA2U, John. I'm going backwards through the list here. KC2WIP, KD2AIT, Jeff, and at the top of our list, N2PFM, George. George, what's going on in Watson tonight?
Well, good evening to everybody on that. We got a temperature of 67 degrees. Temperature range today was 60 to 78. Beautiful sunny day. So went in and out a few times, but overall it was a very nice day. Had the nursing home picnic up at the Lewis County General Nursing Home. I was there as a guest of my mother. And we had a nice dinner. I had to eat half of her dinner as well. And then came home. And that was about the extent of the day. Nothing really exciting other than that. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s, and a good Lord's Day to everyone. And 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George, sounds like you had pretty much the same day we had here. Pretty much it's been sunny most of the day, and I have 71 degrees here in Oneonta, New York. So, and Sean, if your friend's still listening there in Kodiak, out in Alaska, I think it was Alaska there, Oneonta, we're about 20 minutes south of Cooperstown, so if your friend is a baseball fan, I'm about 20 or so minutes south of the Baseball Hall of Fame. All right, we'll move down the list to see what's going on out at Camp Tooth and Nail, if I think that's right, if I remember right. KD2AIT, Jeff, how are you doing?
Hi, good evening, Kevin.
And that's a positive there. We're over here at Camp Tooth and Nail, and as you saw by the pictures today, it's living up to its name. But I did manage to get that trail done enough to where I could actually ride the four-wheeler on it. I do have to wear protective gear when I'm riding on there because the trail is completely crazy right now. But my wagon gave up on me, so what am I going to do? So anyway, we're just hanging out up here. We just got done with dinner, and we're getting ready to call it quits for the day and head off to bed and get up in the morning and pack up and head back home. So it's good to hear everybody out there, and we're having a pleasant evening here. And this is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, yeah, it looked like you were having some issues with the trailer, so understandable. All right, hopefully things work out, too. KDC2WI, Pete, how are you doing, and what's going on your way?
KC2WI, well, I wasn't supposed to be here. I was supposed to be up in Lake Pleasant and probably last night, actually, and taking my mother's car back and then catching a ride back with my sister tomorrow. But when I drove the car into town yesterday, I heard some noises I didn't like. The day before. I can't remember. Anyway, Wednesday. I think. And so I took it over to Bob and picked up my old tracker, and I said, "You know, Bob, I can't detect anything wrong. It you know, there's no problem with the brakes, nothing pulls, but I hear a little rattling. I've been hearing a little rattling, you know, going over bumps, and when I was in town, you know, we'll pull it into the parking area where there's a wall, you know, walls that reflect sound. I hear a scrape, something's not quite right here." And sure enough, you get the turn rotors, they were rusty, this, that. They were new last year, but they let the car sit too long is the problem. And he had to get parts and this and that, and he was going to have it done, you know, maybe late last night, and I'd go this morning, but that didn't work out. And I'm going to go to Syracuse and see Brian Wilson on Monday. I'm not really keen on, you know, going to the state fair and all the crowds and all that stuff, but I'm going to do it, and I'd rather drive that car than my antique tracker. So I decided, well, I'll just keep the car for a little while. So there's no point going back this afternoon, going up there for a day. I missed the annual Lions Club fly-in drive-in breakfast at Paseco Airport, and I see somebody posted some pictures, and I'm sure it was absolutely fantastic, because when you get a nice day like this, boy, you could get 100 planes that fly in, and I see there was one was a train, it's an AT something or something that I think a guy that has a camp there has, yellow plane, and another one was I don't recognize the plane, you know, piston of the plane with wings that fold, Navy plane, so wings that fold, so like a carrier plane that flew in there. And I'm sure there were 50, 60, 70 aircraft, I'll bet you. It was beautiful day for it. Anyway, I missed it. Oh, well. This is really interesting, and I was hoping maybe Bob would be on from you know, our closest or farthest up contact to the east towards Old Forge. Yesterday afternoon or late morning, I went up to the Moose River and went for a swim and hiked all the way up from Lodell to Fowlerville and sort of floated down the river a little bit and waded around and swam and all this. and I decided, well, I can't go home, I don't have a car, hey, I'm just going to go back there, it was real nice. And between yesterday and today, between, say, 5 o'clock yesterday and 11 o'clock this morning, the Moose River came up 3 feet. Places where I just sort of walked across or waded across, today it was, you know, all swimming across. And the current was wild, and there were places where I could have gone in, but I didn't. It's kind of fun in the real swift current if you know where you're going and how to get out of it. But it's an absolute mystery because I didn't hear of any torrential downpours in, you know, Old Forge and vicinity, Moose River Plains, whatever. And then Sean, KC2QXG, up in Branningham, I asked him, how's the Otter Creek? He said, well, I haven't been down there, but I can hear it roaring, which means it's real high. So where all this water's coming from, I don't know. But it was, in a million years, I never would have expected to see the difference that I saw between when I left there yesterday and got there today. So it's very strange. KC2WI.
Ah, yes, yes, Pete, that is kind of strange because I know my dad, Reuben, he used to be a dam builder back when his younger years going through college, and that put him through SUNY Potsdam, and then I think during the summers when he was out at SUNY Buffalo, and then at, I think it was Penn State, no, UPenn, I always get those backwards, because he wound up going from getting his bachelor's to a master's to his PhD. But in the summer months, he would actually work on assisting building dams. And I know up on the Racket River, I think he built at least one or two of the dams up that way. So who knows, they may have had a dam up there that may have been opened up. So, yeah, keep that in mind. I'll poke around, too, see if I hear anything. And if I hear something, I'll let you know, too. All right, move down the list. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We move on to WA2U. John, how are things out at the Hinckley Reservoir tonight?
WA2U, well, they're 63 degrees here. We'll say good evening to everyone at frequency. And those out there listening and maybe some that are ready to check in. Yeah, the station, I couldn't even hear them. That's why I'm an advocate. As a former repeater owner and trustee years ago, I would just help it. You're not making, you need to up your power. Case in point, that's why I noticed all the commercial, a lot of commercial ones, the repeaters, the way they're set up, you have to have so many dB of quieting or otherwise you're not into the repeater. It's just a waste of time, you know. So, anyways, that's another whole story. Really nice day today. Didn't do a whole lot. Kathy and I both did our, today, it was Saturday's weightlifting day, so we did that. Kathy worked on the garden. We had someone come down and mow the grass. So much to do. I just rather pay people to do it. They like doing it, and they earn a few dollars, so it's a good thing. We have more than enough work to keep the younger generation busy. And I told their father, I said, you want to come down and work eight hours, you get paid for 8 hours, so that's the way that goes. But it's looking nice out there, getting a lot of landscaping and stuff cut. I do all the cutting as far as trees and that. I don't want anyone getting involved with the power equipment, but anyways, they can run the lawnmower today, and the guy hit a piece of wood and I had to go out and rescue that, and he didn't really know what to do, so I said, well, you know, first thing, disconnect the, always disconnect the spark plug, disconnect the spark plug, disconnect the spark plug, and start moving. Anyways, old school stuff. And getting ready for the evening. I remember that expression, let's get ready to rumble. Well, maybe the ground will be rumbling when we get the things cranked up. Got some tunage picked out for the evening. And we'll be listening to some of that. I'm trying to think of some of it off the top of my head. We have an old school list and we have a new school list, and I try to select from different lists what to play in what order. We usually start out with the old school and work ourselves up, but so we'll probably do that to the wee hours until the sun comes up, some of that nature. But it's been a beautiful weekend. Heard some boat activity out on the lake. And repeat. Yeah, you never know. That's one of the things people had to deal with up in Oswego, I guess, up by Pulaski. They wouldn't heed the horns of the sirens going off. Next thing they knew, their ankle-deep water was more than that, so when they were up there fishing. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James. I'm not sure what's going on. Amateur radio. Oh, Pete, I don't know if you caught the article in the QST by Kim Andrew Elliott. Kim Andrew Elliott, he works for the, he still does for the VOA, Voice of America, which I've had lunch with him a number of times at different conventions. And he's doing all kinds of digital models. It was in July. I don't know if it's under Eclectic Technology or what. And Kevin James, you'd probably call this a PSA, but anyways, all the nets that are usually on the N2CNY repeater are now on 145.17, unless the repeater came up in the last few hours. The nets that were on 145.21 are now on 145.17. The first cup net, which starts at 8 a.m., let me reset, 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. And then the after-dinner net, which is at 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. So they're over on 145.17, the Moark repeater, until they get repeater up or reestablished or whatever. So good evening to all, and we'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, WA2U, 73, listen.
Okay, John, yeah, I got a kick out of that public service announcement there, yeah, because I've done voiceovers for those, so that's kind of cool. Pete, did you want to respond to John's commentary there? This is KD2FPM.
I already forgot what he said. John, what did you say?
Yeah, in the July issue of QST, there's I think it's under Eclectic Technology. Kim Andrew Elliott, I'm not going to even try to remember the frequencies, but what he's doing, it's really neat. The VOA is doing these broadcasts where they're doing various digital communications. So if you have a computer and a sound card and blah, 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 you can, it's a good test for decoding various modes of digital communication that was mentioned in QST in the July issue. So anyone that has a computer and you want to try some of this digital stuff out, quite fascinating. They send video, they send audio, and whatever. So there you go, WHU, July issue, QST.
Yeah, KC2WI. In fact, unfortunately, I just realized I think I brought it back with me so I could hook it up quickly here, my signal link. I have decoded the VOA several times, and 10 o'clock Saturday night is a good one. It's I think it's a 5 megahertz something. I have to look it up. And it comes in here good. You know, the other one they use is like a 20-meter kind of frequency, and it's going to skip over, so we never get that. But the lower frequency is good, and, yep, you just fire up your FL Digi, and they've sent pictures, I guess they're doing, I've been reading those, because I get the email from them. I subscribed, so I get that bulletin every week. Today we're going to try this, or we receive reports from, you know, shortwave listeners in, you know, wherever, and when they were doing some of the, I don't know about video, but I don't think you can't do that over, you know, that bandwidth, but pictures, and then what people would do is they would receive the picture, you know, which may or may not come in very well. It's like a scan thing, you know, slow scan kind of. And then they send an email. They send them an email saying, this is how we received it in, you know, Timbuktu. And then they'll post some of that on the website. so it's pretty interesting. Maybe I'll see if I can get my, all I need is, I don't need to transmit, all I need is get sound into the computer, which I can do with a microphone up to the speaker, and see what they're doing tonight at 10 o'clock. I got to look up the frequency, though, but it's, it seems to me it's 5-point-something megahertz. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, very good. Over to Kevin James, and thanks, Kevin James. WIT back to net.
Okay, no problem. I just figured there was a directed comment, so I figured I'd let you to catch up there on the details of that. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Tell you what, we'll throw a call out to that first station that tried to check in that was either mobile or portable. Hopefully you found a better location or have been able to up your power. I'll just toss that call out. Everyone else, just hold momentarily. Okay, that station may have unfortunately given up, and hopefully once they are able to get a better signal in, we'll catch up with them another time. I will open the floor now for any late check-ins. Any late check-ins, come now, please.
KC2NVU.
Okay, net recognizes KC2NBU, Ray. Yeah, Ray, my apologies. I thought that might have been you earlier, possibly mobile. So go ahead, let us know what you've been up to today.
Just getting back from AIS, Adirondack Speedway up in New Bremen. They had bases there tonight. Figured get up there at least once this summer. Over.
Okay, yeah, received, understood, so, yeah. Yeah, my apologies, Ray, if you heard me throwing your call out there, because I thought it might have been you being possibly out mobile in a bad location before. So, no, always good to hear from you, too. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I should remind everyone, I am helping out, filling in for N5AOW Bob. He has, I guess, some guests and family in town, so said he would not be able to make his normal Thursday night and Saturday night, so I figured if I could pinch hit and make up for a few nights that I've missed, would help you guys out, too. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KD2FDM. Here is KC1FZO, Sean in West Yarmouth again. Just figured I would, I've got my friend here sitting on Skype, and she actually seems interested in this, which is something that I was not expecting. I was expecting a different reaction than I got, so now I'm going to see if hopefully, maybe over the next several months or whatever, helping her get into amateur radio and what have you. I figure it's always good to try to bring, you know, bring another person into the hobby. And the good thing is it's very easy to get into with regard to the radios you can get nowadays, like Bofang radios are cheap and moderately accessible, so it's a good thing. Anyway, just figured I'd say hi. And my friend Maria says hi as well. So,
okay, yeah, we wish our best to Maria. Hopefully she can hear us through Skype. And, you know, we always say welcome aboard. The water is warm. I got my tech level license, took my time, I studied, and, well, most of them know my story. I did things backwards. By the way, my name is Kevin James, just so Maria knows who I am. And I did things a little backwards. I actually started out in commercial radio and non-commercial radio in the college scene, and then from there went into broadcast television at the local level, I've actually even been shot in a movie that still has not been released yet, so someday down the road, keep your ears peeled for A Tiger in the Dark. Very weird film. I play the part of investigative reporter. So kind of in my realm of what I've done in the background for the television station here locally. But then eventually I decided I better go get my ham radio license because everyone kept saying it's a lot of fun, and it is, believe me. I'm studying for my general ticket right now, so hopefully we'll get there at some point. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WATU with a query.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. John, go ahead with your query.
Okay. The query is for you, Kevin James. What years did your dad attend Potsdam State?
Okay, you got me there. I'm trying to think. I want to say it was probably in the early mid 1950s, because I want to say I think he graduated, and then like I said, he either went to Buffalo or I want to say it's UPenn, and I forgive me if I've got it backwards, because I don't think it was Penn State. But so you figure at least another couple of years for master's, and I want to say it was at least another year or so for his PhD. And he was teaching, I want to say his first year up here at SUNY Oneonta as a physics professor was in 1960. So I'm going to say probably early, mid-1950s he was at SUNY Potsdam. If you were there, that would be kind of cool. Go ahead, take it, John.
Well, I guess they say on ham radio OM, and then they have XYL for the ladies, but no, not quite. I went to Potsdam 74 through 78, and then I went to SU for grad school 2 years after that and graduated from SU in 1980. All right, thanks, Kevin James. WATU back to net.
Okay, yeah. As a matter of fact, I know I've said a few times on here myself, one of the reasons I like jumping in on this net here is because as a child, my adoptive father, Reuben, he would drive up north to visit his mother at least once a month, and because his father was killed when he was very young, like myself. I would travel through the Boonville area, and like I say, this is why I was always, fascinated with checking in with the Boonville link or net here. And we would go to South Colton, and we would spend a little bit of time out there, and he would show us some of the things that he had worked on, you know, during his high school years and then eventually into his college career there, so while he was getting his education. And lucky me, I did have him as a professor here at SUNY Oneonta, and believe me, I'm going to tell you, he was hard. I didn't get any easy rides. If there was a question on something, he really made me think it through, and sometimes I found the answer by him just kind of directing me a little bit. So that physics degree I got is worth every bit of ink and blood, sweat, and tears that went into it. So just as a little giggle for you guys there. All right, this is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI. Pete, go ahead.
John, it's a small world. I went to Canton in 75 to 77, and a friend of mine was at, a couple people. No, and yeah. A classmate of mine was at Potsdam. Bob Abrams. By any chance you know Bob Abrams? I don't remember what his major was. And then my other friend John, whose party I went to last Saturday, he was at Clarkson. And another classmate of mine was at St. Lawrence. But it's interesting. And what's interesting is many years ago I got talking to Ray and we found out we were at camp at the same time, but we never met. So it's a small world. By any chance you recognize that name, Bob Abrams?
To you. Thanks, Kevin James. I don't remember, but it is a small world. We were probably at similar concerts over at Canton. Didn't even know it because they used to have some concerts over there. I don't remember who it was, but I remember hitchhiking, walking over there with someone. And Clarkson was the envy. We had, Kevin James, you'll get a kick out of this. We had Carrier AM. Yes, Carrier AM. Now, what everyone thinks, this is you plug your radio in to the wall to get the signal. And you also got buzz and hum and everything else along with it. Clarkson, W2STC, I'm trying to think, I should remember. They had the Envy. They had a 250-watt true FM broadcast station. And they also had a beautiful ham radio station, K2CC, I think it was. WTSC. But anyways, yeah, we'll have to reminisce sometime, Pete. Thanks, Kevin James. Carrier AM. Boy, there was something to miss out on. Don't really wait to you back to that.
Hi, man.
KC2NVU, comment.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2NBU. I was picking up another signal in there. I wasn't sure what that was. It may have been the other repeater there. It may have been interfering. But yeah, KC2NBU, go ahead with your comment, Ray.
I don't forget, Clarkson always had the best movies, 25 cents. And they had current movies, unlike the free movies at the state schools that you saw on cable 4 years before. But yeah, there's some good times up there.
KC2WI.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah. You know, I don't remember the, I guess I never went to any 25% movies, and I had a car, so I actually could go, but Carrier Current AM, yes, Canton had the same thing. I spent most of my time at the radio station. I lived off campus both years, and so, you know, that was my office, and yeah, it was fun. I don't think I ever listened to the radio station much, because I couldn't get it not being in dorms, but I spent an awful lot of time there doing a little bit of DJing and, you know, production studio stuff mostly. That was fun. Too bad they didn't have a ham station at Canton. They didn't, as far as I know, anyway. KC2WI, Beckham.
Okay, wow. You guys are dating me a little bit there. Yeah, I was just going to say up at the SUNY Oneonta, I wasn't actually on campus myself, but I was what you'd call, I guess, a late bloomer. I took about 10 years almost 10 years off after I graduated high school, worked in machine shop, so I got some quote-unquote real-life experience. And in that time there, I did get my AM-FM commercial, non-commercial license, actually over at Hartwood College. Initially, I started at SUNY Oneonta at 90.9 WONY, back in my high school years, and then from there I jumped over eventually to Hartwick College. They had a program, was kind of a quick-paced deal, and picked up my license there. I want to say it was in the early 90s, and then of course they did away with commercial, non-commercial broadcast license. So, but like I say, I'm glad I did get my my ham license, because heck, I've met a lot of nice people like you guys, so I'm appreciative of that. So, all right, throw another quick call out there. It's KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now.
Good evening, Kevin. This is KD2DXF for a late check-in. No traffic.
Okay, my apologies. I was having a technical issue here. I believe that was KC2GXN. Is that correct?
Negative. KD2DXF. Delta X-ray Foxtrot. You know me.
Oh, yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's my friend Matt in North Utica, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah, hang tight there. I bet you're in here for Octane, and we're just about ready to wrap up here, and I'll let you check me in, too, when we're done, because I think I just missed my home repeater down here in Oneonta, because it sounds like Matt Jenny just cleared out of Oneonta. So do you have any comments or anything for us, Matt? Go ahead.
Negative on any comments. Just here for a second.
Okay, if you can hold on momentarily, I'll wrap this up. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins, we'll make this a final call.
KD2FPM, here is KC1FZO. Just been chatting, but I've been chatting about various ham radio concepts and things. Skype, and she says hi. She says hi. And, I've just been trying to go over my tech lectures that I listened to from Handy Hams a couple of months ago. I need to review them a little bit. Just trying to remember the meters to frequency conversion, which, if I'm remembering properly, is meters, frequency equals meters over 300, I think is what it is, or 300 over meter or something like that. I'm trying to remember exactly what it is. We might possibly have a new at some point in the future. KC1FZO, back to net control.
Okay, yeah, Sean, yeah, I know if you do it the wrong way, you end up making, bowling balls out of BBs, as my father used to put it to me. We'll get together and chat on that later, so, appreciate. ServiceNet making a final call for comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
Okay, go ahead, KC2WI, Pete, with your comment.
Okay, so the concept was a lot easier before they decided to rename cycles per second into hertz in honor of Heinrich Hertz. So one cycle is one wave, right? So it's just like miles per hour. It's miles divided by hours. So in this case, it's how long does it take for one wavelength to pass by, which is the speed of light, which is 300 million meters per second. The shorthand is 300 divided by the frequency in megahertz. In other words, you cancel the millions out of both of those. 300 divided by the frequency in megahertz is the wavelength in meters. So in other words, we're on 150 megahertz roughly here. 300 divided by 150 is 2 meters.
Okay, that is perfectly stated, Pete. Excellent reasoning in there. Yeah, when you think about it, you're exactly 100% correct in how you set that up, because then you do that cancellation, and then it works itself out to give you lambda, the wavelength. So that is really cool, very, very cool. All right, I'll throw another quick call out for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. This is KD2FPM, Net Control.
WATU, comment.
All right, WA2U, go ahead, John.
Yeah, a couple things. Well, the one thing, I noticed this morning the repeater from Rochester was, like, blasting in like it was local, so it was evidently some enhanced condition. I had the radio on full squelch, and I couldn't squelch it out, so must have been kind of interesting. Yeah, that's a great formula, the 300. Take anything that you find in the short wave band, and you can find out what meter band it is. But you can also take a certain frequency like WBCQ on 7.490 and divide that into 468. Take 468 divided by 7.490, and you can come up with your dipole. You take the number that comes up, divide it by 2, put a couple hunks of wire and an insulator if you'd like, and there you have your dipole. So there's some formulas out there. I was talking to someone ironically today about there's some that have a lot of use when you go through the study material. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, those are the two magic numbers, the magic relationships for frequency, wavelength, and building antennas. KC2WI, back to that.
Okay, very well stated. That 2468, I know we played with that down here. So, yeah, the main thing is, Sean, tell, I think you said her name is Marie or Maria, you know, just kind of play with those numbers a little bit and kind of get a feel for the relationship of those, and you'll start to understand why antennas are cut to the length that they are. The other trick is, you'll actually find out that antennas that are cut to a length may work in multiple different bands, because they will resonate in those bands because of their length. So you can actually get a shorter antenna that will work within a band that you want, but it also will work in other bands because... all right, with that, I'll throw another quick call out because I know Octen would like to come in and say hello to us. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any final comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, go ahead, Pete.
Okay, so, yes. It'll work on odd harmonics, and I'll throw another one out there, which if you draw out the standing wave of voltage and current, you will understand. A quarter wave from an open is a short. Just think about what that means. Quarter wave from an open is a short. So on an open circuit, you have high voltage and zero current, and at a short, it's just the opposite. You know, draw the portions of the sine waves and, it'll be obvious. And that is a really good trick to remember for a lot of reasons. In other words, if you take a piece of wire that's a quarter wavelength long and you ground one end of it and hook the other end to the radio doesn't know it's there at the at that quarter wave frequency. So it might be a DC ground, but it's not an RF ground. KC2WI back in it.
Ah, very, very interesting. I'll keep that one in mind because I'd like to take a peek at that one. And as a matter of fact, your car antenna, one time I calculated it out for a physics class, the antenna there is about one quarter of the FM band that we listen to between 88 and 108 megahertz, and it's 1/256 of a wavelength for AM radio. So that was kind of a very unique revelation, we'll put it that way. All right, KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any other final comments or queries or late check-ins? Come now, please.
WA to you with info.
WA2U, go ahead.
Okay, well, it sort of fits into our information for Sean or whoever else is interested. We have, we mentioned the 300 formula, we mentioned the 468, and one that I've used, at least for tubing, it seems to work, at least last time I cracked open the ARRL antenna handbook, 492. 492 divided by the frequency is a is halfway decent for tubing. So if you want to build an antenna out of old parts from 11 meter stuff and make it into a 10 meter antenna, you want to make some adjustments that should get you in the ballpark. Boy, wait until we get to balance. Oh boy. WA2 back to that.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say balance, that's another a whole different discussion. So yeah, that one's probably a little more in-depth. All right, KD2FBM Net Control, still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now.
KD2FBM, here is KC1FZO, Sean in West Yarmouth again. Say, this has been probably one of the longest nets that I've ever been on this repeater, but it is also one of the most educational ones, and Maria and I both thank you for that. I'll admit that, I'm glad that I stayed on here, because this is definitely one of the most educational nets I've been on, and there's a lot of info here. I wish I had had a recording going, to be honest with you, but I can always look a lot of this stuff up again, so it's not the end of the world. And I'm going to see if I can look up some accessible materials, since both Maria and I are visually impaired. So that shouldn't be a problem. But anyway, thanks for helping us both out with the frequency wavelength thing. And thanks for all your info about that. That was great. And other than that, I guess I'll see you.
Okay, yeah, we lost you at the tail there, Sean, a little bit. So, all right, throw one last call out. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
I locked out my radio, transmitting where it's basically said locked out. Anyway, just quickly saying 73 from Maria and I. So we'll catch you later on. KC1FZO, back to net control.
Okay, Sean, yeah, our best to you both, too. So hopefully we'll get her licensed and see what happens. All right, this is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any final queries, comments, or late check-ins? Come now. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net at 21:59 local time and return the frequency to your regular amateur use. I want to thank KD2DXF. Matt, I'll hand this to you real quick for Octen momentarily. KC2NBU Ray, WA2U John, KC2WIP, KD2AIT Jeff, and 2PFM George, KC1FZO Sean, and we did have that one other station try to check, and I wasn't able to copy.